Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, Tom, grew up literally in the shadow of the big house.
Right.
On Pauline Street.
Pauline Street. My aunt and uncle used to live on Pauline, right off Main Street.
Yeah.
Runs right into me.
His mom and dad are still there in that house to this day.
People walking by their house on the way to the game.
Our good friend Larry Lage, sports editor of Michigan Associated Press. Hello, Larry.
Good morning, and it's Berkeley Avenue, which used to run into the 50-yard line, but now runs into a huge luxury box.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Man, you're stone's throw from Pioneer High in the big house, Lair. Yeah. And you went to Michigan State, man. That must have been awkward for you.
You know what? It was, I think, the best breed on the planet is an Ann Arbor Spartan. If you grow up in Ann Arbor and you go to Michigan State, you're pretty much set for life.
There you go. How about that? And, you know, Larry could live anywhere. And he chooses to live in Ann Arbor now.
Really?
So, yeah, he's right back there.
Paying those hefty taxes.
You know what? There's a reason it's expensive.
Yeah, because you get a lot and you got great schools and a lot of other things, too. So you get what you pay for sometimes. Talk about getting what you pay for. Michigan's paying an awful lot for this football program to be good. And we know what they put into the stadium. Are you seeing the immediate payoff in the 2010 Wolverines?
Well, if you think a 7-win season as a payoff, I see that, and I think that'll make some people happy and some people happy.
You're crazy, Larry. That's not gonna make anybody happy. Who's gonna be happy with 7-5, Larry? I mean, you know, Rich Rod's gonna be gone.
Jim Brandstatter said 7-5 would be great. Remember,
Rich Rod is gone at 75. Don't you think, Larry?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're. Oh.
And I'm not even sure he's gone at 6-6.
Well, you know what? Larry is really tied into this situation.
On that one.
There's nobody better connected in the state of Michigan than Larry Lage. And when he tells me, I've never heard the 6-6 part of this, Larry.
Don't you think David Brandon's just talking, you know, doing the AD thing and supporting his coach, but deep down he's going to do what's best for the program?
You're asking too many questions there. Dave Brandon does the AD thing about as much as anybody does it. I mean, this guy is about as smooth as they come.
Oh, CEO smooth.
And yet, again, just, you know, let's not have revisionist history here. When Michigan looked for their last coach, people were not lining up the door. Rich Rodriguez was probably their third or fourth choice.
Right.
What makes you or anybody who loves Michigan think it would be any better now? And if you're going to a more traditional coach, you're looking at another ugly 2-3-4 year rebuilding process.
But David Brandon,
so I think their best shot is to believe in Rich Rodriguez and see this through.
Yeah.
I want to do that because I don't want the program to go through another transition that sets them back. But in the long run,
you want Jim Harbaugh. Be honest.
I want Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh would turn this program around. You know, bring back a little of the Bo element to it, and I just think it would be fantastic. I think he's a better fit for Michigan than Rich Rodriguez.
He's already ripped Michigan's academics.
I don't care about that. Why would he take a step down and leave Stanford?
Oh.
I just can't imagine 6-6. We're betting a Papa Cerveza on this one because if that happens, I'll buy a bunch of rounds for it. I jinxed Jameson, so
just be ready.
I could see seven and five.
He would be sticking around. He would have steady improvement going from 3 wins to 5 to 7. No, I could see that. He'd make a bowl.
A lot of it has to do with how they play, too. If they lose to Michigan State 3 years in a row, you don't think that's going
to happen. You just can't stand the idea that they could actually lose 3 in a row to Michigan State.
Well, am I guessing on the show, or are you guys going
to we're going to go back to you. Okay. Give me a prediction what's going to happen for the Wolverines, then we'll move over to Sparty, okay?
You talking about today?
I'm not talking about today and then the rest of the year.
He just did. He told you 7-5.
Okay, that's what he said would keep his job.
Okay.
No, I think they'll be 7-5. No, I've been saying that. Jack will tell you. I've been saying that for, I don't know, about a year.
Yeah. Okay, who wins on October 9th?
Hey, you know what, that game, I don't know. God, that's going to be a monster game. And I think that is the biggest game on Michigan's schedule, is the date with the Spartans. Yeah. I think that is the game, more than the game at the end of the season. And yet today is a monster game. I mean, I don't think the stakes have ever been higher
at
Michigan.
You. Yeah, I agree with you.
With this money they put into the stadium, the commitment they've made to Rich Rodriguez, you know, if they wanted Rich Rodriguez to go and they were trying to pave the way for him to go, why did they fight the, why are they fighting the fifth charge that he didn't promote an atmosphere of compliance? You know, if they truly wanted to get rid of him, you know, they should have agreed with the NCAA there. Then they're really paving the way to get rid of him. Right. I really think they want it to work with him. And I think it will. I don't know that it'll ever be a good fit culturally or for Old Blue. But I think he's a heck of a football coach. I think he's a good guy and a good husband and a good dad.
Oh, I want it. He's likable when you hear him. Obviously, you're closer to
he is
the situation. Yeah, he's very light. He presents himself well. I just can't stand this defense. I can't stand giving up 450, 500 yards of total offense every friggin' Saturday. It's just that
could you,
part.
Could you stand it with Lloyd Carr did it with Ron English?
Well, you know, and quite honestly, yeah, you go back to 2007. You go back and you heck, let's go back to November 2000 in the Northwestern game, 54-51, basketball on grass. So there were doses of that as well. So, you know, that's a very valid point for you. Okay, back over to Sparty, your alma mater. Tell us what's going to happen this year.
You know what? I think they're looking at about 8 wins. I'll give them 8 wins this year, and I think a ton of it hinges on their defensive secondary, which I think is the only weak link of that team. If that's a weak link of your team, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
I think a ton is on Mr. Rucker and company back there to improve after they were flat-out horrendous last year.
Yeah,
and part of that is Greg Jones dropping into coverage more and, you know, getting in the hook-to-curl area and you know, being more than a pass rushing, you know, sideline to sideline tackling guy. So I think that's the big key.
Isn't it funny to think that Michigan and Michigan State could have two of the worst secondaries in the country?
Yeah, bad. I'll throw the Lions in there too, and we got the trifecta. But
Michigan potentially could have had a nickel secondary this year of Bubakar Sissoko, DeMar Dorsey, Woolfolk, Donovan Warren.
Yeah.
And I'm missing somebody, but they potentially could have had 5 guys lining up today, and none of them are on the team. I mean, they
Isn't
have
amazing?
Had the worst luck, or whatever you want to call it, in their secondary, the place they could least afford to have it. But I'll tell you, the guy to watch this year for them is Mike Martin. I think he is the best interior defensive lineman they've had since Mesner. He is a monster.
I'm gonna throw some crazy little prediction, little statement. I'm Kirk Cousins, all Big Ten quarterback over Terrell Pryor before the season's over with.
Well, if that happens, you're not gonna like it because Michigan State's gonna. Have a great
I just have
that
gut horrific feeling that's what's gonna happen.
Hey, Larry, I gotta ask you. I know this is a start of college football, but in terms of the Detroit Lions, am I on drugs to think that they're going to be significantly improved? They're on the right direction. They could win 6 games this year.
Again, you like Tom. You're asking too many questions. but I think they could win 6 games. I'm more in the 4 to 5 win camp. But I definitely think they're in the right direction. And like the Spartans and like the Wolverines, their secondary is nasty. Bad. Nasty as in bad. Actually, their back seven is atrocious. They are good on offense, flat out. In fantasy football and otherwise, their front four is very good. Their back seven is awful. If your back seven's awful, I don't really care what you're doing up front. You're going to give up a lot.
You know, we asked a lot of questions, but you just gave us a lot of answers right there.
Well, I'm good at that.
I'm going to break it down. Is Jobin Best the rookie of the year?
He could be. We'll see if he can stay healthy. I mean, that's the biggest thing. He never did it in college. I don't know how he's going to do it in a 16-game schedule when, you know, he's in car crashes every week on the football field. But he's a heck of a talent.
Have you seen a better Lions quarterback than Matthew Stafford?
Not myself. No way.
He was an old. He's too young to remember Milt Plum, Jack, so.
I mean, Greg Landry was an all-pro the last, or I should say the only All-pro quarterback, or I should say, let me take it back. The only Pro Bowl quarterback since Lions won the 57 title was Greg Landry in 71, and that was 2 years before I was
Love
born.
Those high tops.
All right, I won't ask you the most important question, who you're taking in the first round of the fantasy football draft Tuesday night. We'll save that.
Maurice Jones-Drew.
There you go. All right, Larry Lane, Sports Center, Michigan
Great
Associated
job,
Press. Thanks, Larry.
See you guys.
All right, we'll be right back, and we're going to talk with Dr. John Braccio, and we hope we're going to talk with Larry Caper, father of the Michigan State running back, former Western Michigan star. Then we're going to have our standings and predictions for Big Ten football 2010 and our weekly picks. All that and more coming up. We'll also take a call or two along the way. 393-3700, The Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.